KQED News, I'm Vanessa Rancagno. Tesla is going ahead with mass layoffs, and they're hitting its Fremont factory and Palo Alto offices hard. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
The California cuts are part of a 10% global workforce reduction, affecting more than 2,200 Tesla employees across its Fremont locations and roughly 500 employees in Palo Alto. Tesla dissolved its PR department in 2020, but in a required report to the State Employment Development Department, the company revealed the layoffs are coming in the second half of June. The filings preceded a disastrous first quarter earnings report, putting pressure on Chief Executive Elon Musk to allay investor concerns about the future of his electric car company. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
State legislation that's meant to make internet access more equitable successfully passed out of a key committee hearing in Sacramento Tuesday. KQED's Saul Gonzalez has more.
AB 2239 would prohibit broadband companies from providing subpar service for lower-income customers or communities of color without legitimate technical reasons. Patrick Messick is the director of Oakland Undivided, which works to close the digital divide.
We found that internet speeds in the richest, predominantly white community in Oakland is on average 10 times faster than in the poorest communities that are predominantly black and brown. These are not isolated incidents. This is a structural issue. This is a systemic issue.
A broadband industry trade group says providers are working to improve connectivity for all customers and maintains the legislation would create needless litigation. I'm Saul Gonzalez, KQED News.
And I'm Vanessa Rancagno.